Mondial 2016, Meeting the People, Carlos goes and talks with internet influentials. Monday the 10th of October 2016. By Maxime Kanessen. Under any ordinary circumstances it's pretty difficult for the man in the street to get an interview with Groupe Renault chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn. But that's exactly what happened, for the first time at an international motor show, when the Renault boss met five web opinion leaders at the Paris event. What is a web influencer? A web influential, or influencer, is a new type of opinion leader, eagerly courted by brands in all sectors because of the influence they wield over consumers. They'll typically be bloggers, or stalwart Instagram or YouTube denizens, whose knowledge or enthusiasm on a particular subject has earned them sway over an active community of followers on the social networks, or of fans posting comments on their blogs. In addressing web influentials, brands will seek to reach the type of younger, mobile and hyperactive audience associated with avid consumption of instantaneous content. Carlos goes and talks with five bloggers. The interview, the first of its kind at an international motor show, was set for 13:45 on the 29th of September 2016. Five bloggers, men and women, met the Groupe Renault boss for a 15-minute chat covering some of the hot topics at Renault right now. Check out 2016 Paris Motor Show, Interview with a Busy Man, Carlos Ghosn on blog Automobile, in French only. Electric vehicles, charging stations and hybrid drive. The world premiere presentation of Zoe with its new travel range, 400 km NEDC, aroused many questions on the group's electric vehicles strategy, as competitors announce electric cars to come. Mr. Ghosn didn't mince his words, "I'm glad to see that our rivals are finally wising up to electric vehicles, with technologies that Renault started pioneering some years back. Our competitors are talking about cars to come, whereas Renault is here right now, with a travel range of 400 km, NEDC. Half of all the electric vehicles sold worldwide today are Alliance vehicles." On charging stations, Mr. Ghosn was reassuring. "The situation has hugely improved over the last 3 years. There are more than 80,000 charging stations in Europe, and the distance between charging stations along the motorway network is 80 kilometers at most. Check out Carlos Ghosn, we backed electric power, and it's paid off with Breeze Car. In French only. Check out, our competitors are talking about electric cars to come, whereas Renault is here right now on Automobile Proper, in French only. Women on the Renault board." While admitting that the Renault board, with 35% women, had not yet reached the statutory 40% gender balance, the Renault CEO assured his interviewer that everything would be ready in time. Check out Carlos Ghosn, Renault and Me, article by Charlotte O'Volant. The shape of things to come. Answering questions from the Automobilist on Renault's market performance, Carlos Ghosn was categorical, noting that Renault had the highest growth rate of any automaker over the last 2 years, and emphasizing the full renewal of its product lineup, 15 facelifts and 11 new models. "Product range renewal has boosted our market share in Europe and brought benefits elsewhere too. We'll be reaping the fruit of our staged investments in high potential markets such as Russia, with Avtovaz, Brazil, and China." CEO Carlos Ghosn. September 29, 2016, Bloggers Round Table. On the Alliance, Mr. Ghosn was confident on the agreement with Mitsubishi, "We're building on the successful achievement of the Renault-Nissan Alliance. Each brand's product ranges will develop independently, as they always have. Each will have the freedom to develop its own individual features. I believe in this arrangement because it affords full freedom to all partners, with each enjoying independent brand development. Interview Carlos Ghosn. Posted by AutomobilePrepper.com on Thursday, September 29, 2016.